Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome to Sorry If I Didn't Speak. We have a very special show today. We have Bengals tackle Fred Johnson.
More offensive line.
Yes. We're going to interview the whole offensive line and get you hyped about the offensive line, because this offensive line is going to surprise a lot of people. It is really going to blow you away. I am Daniel McDuke. I'm joined by, as always, Dr. Hoji the Electric Esmoji and John Sheeran. Now, Fred Johnson, so I was sitting there eating my, great value cookies and great value coffee in the morning when I read something that just, I had to spit it all out, which was, it's like 45 cents of product that I just spit out when I read Jim Turner's quote on our guest, Fred Turner.
And
he basically, he said he is a monster.
Monster.
Now, he didn't mean he's a terrible person.
No.
He meant that he is a great, ferocious football player. Jim Turner also said that this kid, you know, I'll be teaching something to other people. I'll go, hey, Fred, what did I just say? And he repeats it back to me and more, and he knows exactly what's going on. He said he is as smart as a whip. Now, obviously, Jim Turner, it's a metaphor. He doesn't use whips.
No.
He's saying that. But he means he's very sharp. Very, very sharp.
Yeah.
And Coach Matt Menich, you know, talked about this.
Friend of the show.
Big friend of the show.
Yeah.
He talked about this in an article, you know, and we're going to bring all this up with him. So, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Oh, wow. Excuse me. You guys ever need to do that? Just like just clear your throat just so obnoxiously?
Yeah, sometimes. But I do a regimen of certain herbs and oils in the morning that prevents me from having to do things like that.
Yeah, I'm like 2 days behind on my medication right now. And it's kind of weird. People are looking at me like, is this guy okay? But really, I'm just an idiot with asthma. So it's a communication error, at least.
Well, and it's a rough season for asthma. People have asthma right now. There's a lot in the air, right? Yeah, pollen. Yeah. There's a lot of pollen. Yeah.
Not a lot of pollen where I'm at, though.
Not a lot of pollen when you're at, but in certain places, there's pollen. And when they start doing the farming, then it sends things into the air that you breathe in, and it makes you sneeze and cough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, John. I will say it's been an interesting day. I'm having a few celebrities over. I'm not allowed to discuss who, but their last name ends with E-N-I-A-N, and they are very wealthy people. And so I that's why I'm in a new spot today. This is my townhouse kitchen. It's not my main kitchen. It's my guest kitchen, and we are having an aquarium party. So they're right now. Yes, they're. I'm letting them float around with some of my friends who live at the Hojiland Estate, which are a series of orcas and dolphins that I care for, and will eventually help back into. We bring them when they're sick. They come here and we heal them using special sounds of nature. And my special celebrity guests, who shall remain anonymous, are swimming around with them as we speak. So that's why I'm right here. In the guest kitchen.
The townhouse has an aquarium?
No. The aquarium is by the townhouse. You get there by an electric golf cart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So okay, guys, Fred Johnson is here.
Yeah.
Fred!
There you are!
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Wow!
Whoa! Thank God. We have Fred Johnson on the show.
How y'all doing?
Good. We're great. We're so happy to have you. You're in a very good mood.
Is there something on my face? Like, is that why he's laughing?
Yeah.
I forgot to shower. Sorry about that.
It's the puppets. I didn't expect puppets.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, Fred, you laugh, but people give us a hard time about the puppets.
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah. It's about being puppets.
It's a rough life. It's a rough life.
It's a I will say we do have, you know, Billy Price as our bodyguard. He defended us on the show a few days ago. He was on the show. Yeah. He said, "Don't mess with my puppets. I love those guys."
Did not expect that. That was funny. This is funny.
And Ken Anderson said he can cross off his bucket list now because he was on our show. So just so you know.
Fred, you were just working out. Is that correct? You just got back from working out?
Yes.
And what does that mean for you? What do you do? Do you lift things? Do you push things? What kind of things were you doing to work out? What are you trying to get in shape? For example, I do a lot of stretching of the groin and the back.
We do a lot of lifting, running, pushing things, anything to get you stronger, faster, bigger, you know.
But my sources tell me you're already quite big and quite strong.
Yes. Yes, I definitely am, but trying to stay in shape and do all that, it never ends.
I mean, you look at the numbers, Fred. I mean, you are, I mean, very big, very large man. Is 3'7", you know, 626 pounds or something?
No. You got that wrong.
Oh.
No. 6 foot. You got the 6 and the 3 mixed up.
Oh,
yeah.
First time that Daddy has misread numbers on
the spreadsheet. That was closer to my physique.
Yeah.
What I just said was closer to my physique.
You're 3 feet tall, Daddy, and pushing, you know, the double digits, the triple digits there.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry about that, Fred. I wanted to identify with you. Yeah. But I've seen you shove people out of the way in very, very brilliant fashion. We were talking about how Coach Jim Turner said he called you a monster. And he didn't mean it like as you are a terrible person. He meant that you are a physical force on the football field. And he was talking about how sharp you are and how smart you are. And we were saying how Coach Matt Manich was talking about that Dolphins game and how they ran a stunt on you. And you picked up on it on that, you know, you didn't have time to talk about it because it was the onside kick, you know, late in the game. And the next drive for the 2-point conversion, you were like, boom. You're like, I know what they're doing. You take on one guy. Then you got the other guy. You just like left and right. You're just like taking on everybody. Yeah.
tell us, man. What was that like?
Yeah.
The Dolphins game?
Yeah.
What's it like being a smart? Tell us that first.
No. Dolphins game. Can you take us back?
The Dolphins game was pretty stressful because that was my first time actually playing in an NFL game at a specific position. So, I mean, it was fun. Very on the go, trying to figure things out as we went along. I think I was sharing reps with Cordy Glenn, so it was on and off. Like I would see stuff that he would get, and then try to use that as my advantage the next drive or for however long I was in. So, it was pretty fun. It was pretty good. It was pretty it was a good experience. Especially when we went into overtime. My first actual time playing, and then the first game we go into overtime at my home town kind of, and it was fun.
You are a Floridian.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah, and you started football a bit late in life, is what I've been reading.
Yeah, I started playing my senior year of high school.
That's crazy. What were you doing up until then?
Playing video games.
Tell us about that.
Sorry, Fred. I'm really into video games too. I want to know if you have all the good ones. You have Frogger and Miss Pac-Man and the Star Fox, and you have all the.
No.
You have all of those.
That's from the 70s, man.
I think that's showing your age right there. I don't know about Pac-Man.
I'm sorry. Oh, obviously he's a rich NFL player. You know, he has Food Fight and the more recent. You have an Atari.
No, those are old.
Burgerman,
those are old. Yeah, those are old.
Fred, what's your game of choice, Fred?
My game of choice is Call of Duty right now.
Oh no,
it's Warzone.
The shooting.
It's all about the gulag. He knows all about the gulag.
It's all about you gotta survive the gulag. You can't talk to your squad. You die in the gulag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea what any of those words meant.
Well, and also for Hoji, it brings a lot of bad memories because, you know, my part of the village colonized his part of the village. Yeah. It brings back.
I live on the gulag, but we didn't know what it meant. We just thought it was Met Street. But now I'm finding out from you guys that gulag isn't a good thing. That hurts, but that's okay.
Fred, we had a question in the comments section from our good friend Ceiling Cat. He wants to know, how is training going during this pandemic, and have you been working out with teammates, or how's that process been going?
Training has been a little bit different just because, you know, you train to go back to you train in the spring to go back to like spring camp, like, you know what I'm saying, like mini camp and OTAs and stuff, thinking, you know, you have time, like you have to be at a certain level. So when quarantine hit and all that, you got to take a step back and try to peak, I guess, at the right time. You don't want to peak a month before, you know, everything is going and stuff like that. So trying to figure out a balance is really, really the tough part. I've been working out with Michael Jordan, you know, a defensive tackle that we had, some rookies came through the spot that we was working out up in here in Ohio. And it's been a different process. Just trying to, you know, stay focused and do what we got to do so we know we're ready when training camp comes around.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And the quarantine must be especially hard for you, Fred, because you're a Gemini, and Gemini are so personable. They're great communicators. They're sociable. No? Yeah? I mean... I did the research, Fred. You were born under Mercury, so you have an agile mind. You're able to string things together. Jim Turner pointed that out. But you're also influenced by Venus, hence the charm. Other famous Geminis include Reese Witherspoon. Think about the charm of a Reese Witherspoon, and yet the quickness of a Mark Wahlberg, a Marky Mark.
So that's Fred Johnson. Fred Johnson.
Because they're all Geminis. Fred, you're going to be protecting a Sagittarius. Do you even know what that involves? What it's like to protect a Sagittarius? They are freedom-loving individuals. He's going to be
very confident.
They're going to be running all over the place.
Yeah, no question.
Adventurous, extroverted Sagittarius. Impatient, philosophical, dangerous when provoked. Are you ready for that? Famous,
yeah, man.
Fred.
Definitely
Fred.
Ready,
Fred. Can I just tell you about some famous Sagittariuses? I'm talking about DJ Khaled. I'm talking about Mark Ruffalo, dark, mysterious Mark Ruffalo. I'm talking about Tina Turner, Miley Cyrus. That's what you're going to be protecting. Can you protect
Miley Cyrus is a Sagittarius?
Yeah. Can you protect Miley Cyrus?
I don't think
that's my question for you today. Can you protect Miley Cyrus?
If need be, yes.
Huh?
If need be, yes.
Okay, that's the answer we wanted. Correct. You won round one.
You know, Fred, you talk about charm, and when I think of charm, I think of Jim Turner. And what is he like? Like, for instance, just some of the things that the quirks that maybe the fans don't see. Does he have a snuggle buddy to help him fall asleep? What is his favorite ice cream treat? Does he like the firecracker? Does he like the snow cones? What? Just tell us some of the personal things you know about.
What's his favorite color?
I don't know his favorite color. I wouldn't be able to tell you. Okay. But Jim Turner's a nice guy. He's funny. Yeah. Very, very detail oriented in what he wants and how he wants things, but very open to what gets the job done. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll ask us, like, what do we feel like is more comfortable to do in a situation? But he'll tell us he wants us to try something out first, see how that works, you know. He'll definitely coach us when we need to be coached, you know, and go over everything very diligently. So it makes the learning process that much easier as far as meeting wise and stuff.
Yeah, so he's open-minded. Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say he's open-minded. Maybe would he be willing to be interviewed by puppets, for instance? Is he that open-minded?
I have no idea. I think it'll be a shock to him as well.
If you want, you can text him. We'll wait. Go ahead. If you want to text him and ask him.
Nah, I'm not going to text him because then he'll probably call me right now. So.
Okay, go ahead, John. Sorry, yeah, John.
Yeah, so you came into the Bengals in the middle of October, so you were kind of thrusted into the whole process and thrusted into Turner's coaching style just in the middle of the season. That was right when you started to see some changes on the offensive line. What was that like going from the Steelers to the Bengals in the middle of the season and then having to play for the Bengals later on?
When I like in Pittsburgh, you know, the O-line that's there and their tradition and how the Steelers, you know, attack every day. So like going there and trying to make the team and stuff, you have to live up to a standard. And Pouncey, Dave DeCastro, you know, the retired Ramon Foster, Villanueva, all those guys, instill something that, you know, that every young offensive lineman trying to make it in the league needs, and that's grit and that's determination to want something and go get it. You know what I'm saying? So when I got away from there, not knowing where I would end up at, I went to the Bengals, and the first thing I asked Coach Turner, you know, not what plays we run, but what position am I playing? You know, like what can I do to help the team out? And he told me, yeah, you're playing tackle. And I was like, okay, I was playing guard at Pittsburgh. You do know that. He's like, no, you're a tackle. I was like, all right, okay, fine. And everything that I did probably like outside of that, like everything that happened outside of that, like everything as far as me, what I felt comfortable to do and all this. Am I still in the chat?
You are. It's just that you're the main star right now. We put you on full screen.
Yeah, oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, just in the solo shot. I thought you wanted to
play this. No, I thought.
Yeah.
But Jim Turner basically was like, you playing tackle. Went out to practice, you know, whatever I felt comfortable doing, he let me do. And I started excelling, like, within, like, the first, you know, couple minutes of practice and just honing what I got to do, learning the plays and stuff like that. I feel like Pittsburgh prepared me for life outside of Pittsburgh, you know, any obstacles that came my way.
Great. You know, you talk about what it takes to be a Steeler lineman. You said great determination. Also, holding Geno Atkins is a key to playing to the offensive line in Pittsburgh. I noticed they teach that. You know, Fred, can I just say something?
Fred.
So we know that you are a future star. I mean, you have so much talent, and you did so much for the Steelers in the preseason that you know, undrafted, but you still made their 53-man roster. And then they release you and try to stash you on the practice squad, right? A very sneaky, tricky, terrible, terrible move. So I'm just asking, how much do you want to destroy the Steelers? Because that is really... that is kind of the goal of the show.
That's the end
of Bengals fans
here on the show.
No. I mean, it was a I got waived, and I mean, it's nothing personal. It's business. So I mean, I didn't feel no type of way, but you know, it's that type of like, okay, y'all thought I wasn't, you know, I guess good enough to stay on the roster through the times that they had last year and stuff like that. So even when the Bengals was about to play in the second game of the year, I wanted to play so bad. Yeah. I just wanted to dress up and at least get in like one play, but you know, it's still love there with everybody, you know, through all the phases of the building, the facility, down to the janitors, up into, you know, the owner. I got a lot of respect for them. I appreciate everything they did for me. And
they take it seriously over there. They take their football very seriously in Pittsburgh, it seems.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, everywhere, in the NFL. I mean, it's a business. You gotta come ready to work.
But the culture seems to be different from the culture of the Bengals a little bit, maybe.
The culture for the Bengals is definitely where it needs to be, where it's going right now.
Good.
With the offseason that we just had and everything that's going on, in the building wise, I'm very happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you. And then just like with Zach Taylor, you know, he's in Colts, very, 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 very determined coach.
Yeah.
I feel like this year is going to be a very big year for us and the way that we move forward. And I'm just ready. I'm just glad to be a part of it, you know.
When Zach Taylor was born, I got my first colonoscopy. Can you imagine? That's how young he is. He's very young.
What?
Fred, can I ask you a follow-up question about you said Jim switched you up. He moved you
to tackle.
To tackle. Mm-hmm. Did he explain why? What did he see in you? What was the reasoning?
I think it was just that we needed a tackle. I don't think it was anything else besides that. And I mean, I played guard, so I could play guard, I could play tackle. He would switch me up in practice from left tackle to right tackle, just to probably see my versatility, I guess, was the big reason. And put me in a comfortable situation to see how I react, see where my position on the team moving forward for next year would be.
I think
I proved that. So. Yeah. So glad he gave me the chance.
Yeah, so you played left tackle towards the end of the season, and now everybody knows that Jonah Williams is there. Was it much different playing right? Because you never played left tackle before because you were a guard at Florida and you were a guard at Pittsburgh.
It was different, yes, but I kind of got the hang of it quick just because It's like the same thing, just flipped from right tackle. And in Pittsburgh and camp, I would move to left tackle for like a couple reps if somebody was down, or you know, vet days and things like that. I would get put in the mix throughout. So it wasn't like it was brand new, but it was something I had to get used to.
Yeah, well, you know, John actually wrote an article about maybe keeping you at left tackle and having Jonah play right tackle, mm-hmm. because he looked and he saw, you know, there's a lot of great pass rushers that line up on the left, and so Jonah would have, you know, opportunities there, and so you were flourishing yourself at left tackle. Maybe you just keep that consistency. Is that something you that Jim Turner has discussed with you? Has he read John's article? Because it's actually the first thing that shows up if you search.
I don't really think Jim talked about it, but I mean, Jonah's first round pick, you know, his pedigree from Bama and what he can do is very left tackle-ish. Like, you know, he came from Bama. I mean, shit, you play for Saban. I mean, you have something instilled in you. So I think left tackle and that, as far, I let the coaches decide that. I do what they tell me to do. I still focus on, you know, trying to be versatile in what I do, but right tackle is where my main focus is at. I think that's where the main competition is.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So I'm really curious about this whole virtual offseason process, because we've been reading things about Joe Burrow in his basement, like standing up and calling out cadences. What has that been like, and how has, I guess, Zach and Brian, for that matter, been guiding you guys through going through the install right now?
Just go with it. I mean, you can't try to be like, oh no, I'm not feeling this. Like, it's what it is right now, and it's you gotta roll with the punches. So I mean, seeing Joe do just that, how he attacks the meetings virtually is very, very reassuring. It's very, you know, that was the number one pick, and he's ready to work. So I mean, it's very, like I said, reassuring, and makes me confident, makes me want to work that much harder. I mean, it was a good Zach Taylor. Like, I mean, you got to roll with the punches. I mean, nobody wants to do it, but
no,
you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. Fred, there's a game.
You know, yeah, go ahead.
There's a game. You've heard of it, but there's this game where you can actually simulate football on a device. It's called John Madden.
What?
Yeah,
John Madden football.
You mean Madden?
Madden. It's John Madden.
Madden.
Yeah, he was a coach.
It's the first name, John.
He made a video game. You guys didn't know John Madden?
Yeah. Do you play that game?
Madden. Yeah, Madden.
And do you play as the Bengals or the Steelers? Be honest.
I play as the Bengals, and then I play with other teams. But I lose all the time, so I don't really try to play it.
They're
going to
change those. So I don't know if you know this. Every year they update Madden, and they're going to change all those numbers, and you're going to start winning as the Bengals.
I used to play
John Madden, and what I would do is I put AJ McCarron in all the time. He would start, and I would always win.
It was weird. Well, he was playing me. And I still can't figure out which way to hold the controller. But, you know, Fred, you know, we talk about Madden and how updating the roster, you know, I look at the offensive line and I'm actually really, really excited to see these guys. I'm really excited. And we had Billy Price on, and he was talking about how he's getting healthy and he's developing, you know, he has that chemistry with Joe Burrow. And, you know, it's not just about different positions, but it seems like different linemen have their strengths. They have the things that they add.
Yeah.
And you put it all together, and when it blends well, you have this coherent, this good line.
You have a smooth. So
we have a question from Reddit, from Intermittent Series, asking, what is that particular characteristic or trait or a strength that you add to the line?
I feel like I add a type of just raw grit. Like I'm not gonna bend or fold easy. I bring an attitude to the officer room. I bring a persona. You know, like off the field, I'm a great guy. I can hang out with y'all. I can, you know, kick it with y'all. But on the field, like I'm not gonna be, you know, taken lightly or underestimated, I guess.
And, you know, that reminds me of an NBA player, a very gritty NBA player. He played 17 seasons, had the record for most consecutive games started. Have you ever heard of Otis Thorpe, by any chance?
Who?
Otis Thorpe.
Otis Thorpe?
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
Oh, wow.
How much of research have you done?
We do a lot of research.
Is that? Are you serious? You remind me. He's so gritty and tough. Yeah, it's crazy. Are you serious right now, Fred? Are you being serious? Yeah.
Fred, we have everything about you right now.
Otis Thorpe. Yeah, that's my uncle.
Yeah, actually, if you pay enough money, you can get the CIA file on anybody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy.
No, that's my uncle.
Wow.
He definitely worked hard for what he got, you know, and I just, you know, growing up and looking at what he had, I wanted it, so I kind of followed in a different path.
I'm football. Guessing a very different body type, an offensive lineman and an NBA star.
Definitely a very different body type once I went to college. I was tall in high school, but I was lanky. Oh. I was like 270.
Wow.
So, I mean, basketball could have been easy to play, but I just didn't like the conditioning, so I kind of didn't do it.
Well, I'm 280, but no one would call me lanky.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're lanky. You're probably like 2 feet.
Yeah. Fred's well. So we're all – so Fred, you know, Daddio was mentioned being excited. I don't know if you feel the excitement in the room. I mean, Daddio got so excited about the coming season that he now wears adult diapers all the time. The excitement is everywhere. We're all excited.
Yeah, everybody's excited.
It sounds like the team is as excited as we are. Is that the case? Mm-hmm. Is there something in the air kind of feeling?
It's like
it's
like a sense of urgency.
Yes.
Ready to get after. I mean, all the moves that happened in the offseason, all the new faces, all the old faces that's here. Like, I mean, everybody went through the season last year. I was here last year for 8 games, and everybody's ready for a new era, a new regimen. So, I mean, just itching to get back and not being able to go back in spring really took made it that much more, you know, amplified and very restful.
If you're able to comment on it, how do you feel about having two of the preseason games being cut out?
I feel like it's a good thing and a bad thing, I guess, with COVID and stuff like that. I mean, you don't want the chance to you know, infect other teams. But then again, you got, like, think about the young guys and people trying to make the team and show what they can do, and players who were probably on the practice squad last year who this is their one chance, like, you know, to make a name for themselves or try to show their importance, not only to the Bengals, but to other teams. Because, you know, preseason is not all about making one team. Every NFL team watches the preseason.
That's right.
And, you know, guys get put on practice squads, get picked up that same week for another squad. You know, I feel like it will hinder that. But I feel like health-wise, it was a smart decision in what the NFL is trying to do with try to not control. You can't fully control a pandemic, but you could try to, like, halter it and, like, hinder it and slow it down, you know. So,
yeah, Fred, I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad that three out of four of us believe in this pandemic and this virus and that it's not a hoax.
I don't think it's a hoax.
No, I don't either. No. That's me, you, and John. There's a guy. He's above me right now.
Well, this is a football show. So
he doesn't believe the virus is real.
It depends. If you look at the economy and the impact it has, you have to reconsider. Yeah. You know, I don't want to get into this. It's a football show, Fred. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Dede Jones has a question because there's talk about how Joe Burrow is ahead of the rest of the team and they need to tell him to slow down and he knows too much. And people are like, what does he know? What does that mean? How does he know too much? And meanwhile, Jim Turner is saying that you are ahead of the rest of the players. You know, who tells who to slow down, you or Joe? Like, you two seem to be operating in a different kind of a sphere of knowledge, you know, from the rest of the players or the rest of the universe. You know, is that like? Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I feel like everybody picks up information at their own pace.
Yeah.
And I feel like certain, like Joe Burrow was with two college teams. You know, he was with Ohio State and he went to LSU and probably ran different types of offenses there and different like route trees and stuff. Like, I don't know quarterback, but just I use like I feel like he used his information from those two schools to apply to learning the playbook now and how that translates. And that's basically what I did from my college like career. I just used it to learn, you know, play like just use what I already know in schemes and just apply it to new terminology and different vocabulary that Jim Turner uses and that Zach Taylor uses. You know, every football is football. Football been around for the longest time, and it, I don't think it's changing like structurally wise. So
yeah,
I mean, I feel like if you learn it somewhere else, you still gonna learn it. It's just about the vocabulary, the terminology, and all the other stuff.
Absolutely. Well, you know what else has been around for the longest time, but it is changing structurally, is this show.
Yeah,
because the show, we used to have pencil scribbles, but now we have puppets because we raised the money for the puppets. Thank you. And we are getting a lot of Bengals players on the show. So if you want to reach out to your other offensive linemen, other players, your other teammates to be on the show, we are okay with that. You know, but yeah, we are getting go ahead.
No, sorry,
you want to do it now? We can wait. You want to do it now?
I got to think of Mike Jordan right now.
Get him on the show. I want to talk to Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wait, the Michael Jordan?
Yes.
No, not Michael Jordan, the one with six rings.
But doesn't your uncle know that player. One, too? I'm sure your uncle
knows. I don't know.
We can have two Michael Jordans on the show at the same time. It'd be great.
Yeah. But, you know, and we're getting so much support from the show. I don't know if you know Fred Johnson, but we have six people who are being patronizing towards us. Patrons. And we have, you know, Brian Taylor, Tanner Green, Derek Davis, Bit Itch, Jeremy Conley. You know this Bengals captain? He's that guy in the stands wearing the weird clothing.
You've seen we have captain, right? Tall man wearing orange.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's always saluting Zach Taylor.
Captain. He comes to the games. Yeah. He's wearing red. He's wearing orange. He looks like a captain. He's got a big beard.
I mean, if you don't know who he is, that's really sad because he spends so much money trying to get your attention.
Well, Fred just started last year, man.
I don't know. He'd be in the stands?
He's in the stands. Yeah, he's in the stands.
I can't see that far.
Okay. I'm going to have to tell him to wear higher heels.
He's too busy looking at what's on the field. He's focused.
Yeah.
Understand. Oh my gosh, who's there? He doesn't have time for that.
Yeah, but you know, we have guys like Bit Itch are giving $20 a month to the show, and our latest patron, Nick Marks, who is in the Carlos Dunlap tier, giving $10 a month. And I mean, I don't know,
Marks and I don't know if you know this. We spent 3 days together in the Bahamas, and we were studying algae. And that the funniest guy you will ever meet about algae. He has over 400 algae jokes. We share the room service all the time. And, you know, we were, because his name was Nick Marks, we were reading a lot of Karl Marx. So I love Nick Marks. I'm glad that he's giving to the show and a part of the show.
Wow. Yeah. So there you go, Fred. So, yeah, we just wanted to share that with you. And, yeah, if you have a minute, we're going to end the show and we can chat with you off the air.
Fred Johnson, I hope you know how important it is for people to subscribe to the
show. Yeah, please, Fred, make sure that they subscribe. And also, smooch that like button, please.
No, not smooch. Don't
smooch. We don't even smooch the like button.
No. You want to smash.
I'm sorry, OG. I know you passed the ESL class at Santa Monica College, but when you like something, you smooch it. You don't smash it. That doesn't make any sense.
When you like something, you smoosh it?
Yeah.
Smooch, like
mwah. Mwah. When you like something, you smooch it. You don't smash it.
Fred doesn't smoosh opposing pass rushers. He smashes them. He doesn't like
them.
Okay, so whatever you like to do to the like button, just do it. If anybody can practice the lifestyle they like, just so long as our show is promoted. So that is the show. It's going to be on iTunes. We have the podcast, and it's going to be up on YouTube very soon.
People will be learning about the greatness of Fred Johnson. Those who didn't know will know, and those who knew will know more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Fred, I'm going to be watching you next year and cheering for you. I just hope you know that. And sending you positive mojos, which I do in a very scientific way. I'm going to be sending you. I have a meditation room Fred?
Dr. Haji East Moji.
Yeah, the electric. Yeah. Haji the electric Moji. Yeah. So, yeah, Fred, if you can stick around for a minute, we're going to end and we'll chat with you. Yeah.
We just want to know.
Yeah. So long. We'll see you next time. SVT. Bye.